Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for September 2016. Yes, good evening everyone, and welcome to NZART's September official broadcast. First up is Presidential Comment, tonight with NZART Vice President Phil Holliday, ZL3PAH.
Good evening to all listeners. When Stuart, ZL2TW, asked me to present the NZART official broadcast this month in his absence, he told me that I could talk about anything I want. So I thought I would take this opportunity to talk about on-air operating activity. The essence of being a radio amateur for many of us is to actually get on the air and contact other amateurs, whether on HF or VHF, local Audiex, whether to direct you or just to exchange signal report. One of the great things about amateur radio is that you can decide what interests you and pursue it. So I would like to mention three separate areas of interest to HF operators happening right now, or very shortly. Firstly, I would like to mention the Lee Jennings Memorial Activity Marathon. Lee, ZL2AL, is a recent silent key, but over many years was a huge influence and mentor for many of us in the ZLDX community. Mark, ZL3AB, has organized the running of this inaugural marathon in Lee's memory. The object is to encourage more activity, and the challenge is to make at least four QSOs a day on as many days as you can during the year. And you can set your own targets. The details of the marathon are at www.zl3x.com/marathon. And a table of current scores appears in his CQDX column in Break-In. There are still enough days left in the year to qualify for an award. Lee helped me in many ways. Not the least was when I first applied for the ARRL DXCC award. So for me, it is a real privilege to take part in this activity. Secondly, I would like to mention the Oceania DX contest, which takes place for 24 hours over the weekends of the 1st and 2nd of October for SSB and the 8th and 9th of October for CW. The start time for both contests is 0800 UTC. You will find details at www.oceaniadxcontest.com. The aim of this contest is for the rest of the world to work Oceania stations and for Oceania to work everyone. You can be sure that the rest of the world will be pointing their beams at us for a change, and we will be much sought after. If you've never operated in a contest, this might be a good one to get your feet wet. You will certainly be in demand. And on a personal note, I still have a certificate, first place in England in 1981, when I was licensed as G3UVZ, although in those days it was called the VKZL contest. And finally, I would like to mention that the Christchurch-based Quake contesters, of which I am a member, are going on our second de-expedition, this time to Norfolk Island. Our call sign is VK9NZ. And we will be on the air from the 25th of October for 2 weeks. The team is made up of Paul, ZL4TT, Jeff, ZL3JA, Mark, ZL3AB, Don, ZL3DMC, and myself. We will be operating up to three stations simultaneously from 160 metres to 6 metres on SSB, CW and RTTY. We have a website at www.vk9nz.com. WordPress.com with all the details. 2 years ago, we went to Vanuatu and operated YJ0X for 10 days and made over 15,000 QSOs. We're hoping to double the number of QSOs this time, but that will depend to a certain extent on how kind the propagation gods are to us. The middle weekend just happens to coincide with the Oceania DX phone contest, and we will be operating in this. We look forward to many QSOs with as many ZLs as possible whilst we're away, so please give us a call if you hear us. Remember that we will be operating split frequencies outside of the contest, so please call us above our frequency, 5 kHz up, on SSB and 1 to 2 kHz on CW and RTTY. That's it from me tonight, Jim. Good night, everyone, and hope to hear you on the bands.
And thank you, Phil, the Vice President of NZART, Phil Holliday, ZL3PAH. Details now of the Manawa 2 Amateur Radio Society's annual table sale, to be held on Saturday, the 8th of October. Now, the location is the Longburn Hall, State Highway 56 in Longburn. The times for the venue, exhibitors, doors open at 8 a.m, and for the general public and buyers, doors open at 10 a.m. To table pricing, full tables $25 until the 1st of October, $30 after the 1st, half tables $15 until the 1st of October, and $20 after that. For booking tables, contact treasure@zl2ko.org.nz. treasure@zl2ko.org.nz. And you can check out www.zl2ko.org.nz for more details. So that's the Manawa 2 Amateur Radio Society's annual table sale on Saturday, the 8th of October at Longburn. To Upper Hutt now, and our monthly broadcast report from our NZART business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Well, we're now in the final quarter of the year, and daylight saving already here. So amazing to think, when we were young, we all wished to be old enough to go to those places. Now we wish that we were young enough to remember them. Even more odd that we wish we could slow down time. Next year is election year for President and Council of NZART. If you are considering having a go and helping to run your association, let someone in your branch know so they can send in your nomination. These must be received here at headquarters by the end of December. Your next break-in will have all the information you need to make your decision. November 30th is the last day to pay your 2017 subscription and be eligible for the $10 rebate for those transmitting and family transmitting memberships. If you can't find your invoice, which was sent out in your August break-in, drop me an email and I can send you a replacement. Payments by cheque or credit card can be posted to me, or you may want to bank direct to our bank account. Lastly, for those of you interested in purchasing the RSGB handbook, I need your orders by the end of September at the latest. At this stage, the cost inclusive of postage to you will be approximately $100. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. The Martin and Districts Branch 23 will be holding a reunion to celebrate its 70th anniversary on Sunday, the 6th of November this year. A low-key finger food luncheon is to be held at the Bulls RSA, High Street and Bulls, beginning at 12 noon. All are welcome to join in the occasion. The cost will be $15 a head. Now, to help with the organisation of the catering, those attending are requested to please RSVP to the Secretary, Kathy Purdy, ZL280K, or to Brian, ZL280L. Their address or email are as per the call book. In conjunction with this 70th anniversary celebration, Branch 23 will be running an award from the 1st to the 15th of October. Now, rules for the award can be found on the Branch 23 website. That's at www.qsl.net/ZL2AMS. www.qsl.net/ZL2AMS. There'll be no charge for the award, which will run on all bands and all modes, including repeaters. So that's the Martin and Districts Branch 23 70th Anniversary Celebrations on Sunday, the 6th of November. Now, to catch up on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
We open this week's report with word of an amateur radio first, one that went the distance of several thousand miles. We hear more from Amateur Radio Newsline's John Williams, VK4JJW.
Despite the 7,000 or so miles between them, or perhaps because of it, Roger Crofts, VK4YB in Queensland, Australia, and Steve McDonald, VE7SL in British Columbia, were able to accomplish a first. On September 15, on 475.3 kHz, that's the 630-metre band, the Australian and Canadian completed an unprecedented contact on the air using JT9 digital mode. The QSO was called historic by John Langridge, KB5NJD, who holds an FCC Part 5 experimental license, WG2XIQ. John, who was in touch with both amateurs, called it the longest two-way QSO ever conducted on 630 metres. That's not the only encouraging sign of success for 630 metres. In California, another amateur, John Lowe, NU60, reported that Roger VK4YB had heard his WI2XBQ experimental service beacon on September 14, just a day earlier, while he was running very low power and a 43-foot vertical on whisper mode. Although both Canada and Australia can operate on 630 metres, that frequency is not available for use in the US. A proposed new secondary allocation for 630 metres was proposed in an April 2015 FCC report. Action is still pending. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm John Williams, VK4JJW.
In Hawaii, it's only a test, but it's a disaster that could really happen. As we hear from Newsline's Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Imagine this. An earthquake with a magnitude of 9.2 sets off the Great Aleutian Tsunami, putting the Hawaiian Islands at risk. The time it all unfolds, 9 a.m. local, the date Saturday, October 1. That's right, October the 1st, which means it hasn't happened yet. But that's the whole point. It could. If not on that date, then at some other time. So, at 9 a.m. October 1st, a simulated exercise test will be held as if the tsunami were bearing down on Hawaii, a likelihood that has about a 9% chance of actually occurring in the next 50 years, according to the University of Hawaii. All hams are encouraged to be part of the exercise, which concludes at noon local time. The exercise is designed to sharpen amateurs' ability to work with state and county officials, supporting their emergency communications both on Oahu and the other Hawaiian islands. Hams will pass damage reports, situation reports, and the request for assistance. Obviously, this will only be a test and, as if to underscore that, life will go on afterwards. The Kulau Amateur Radio Club will hold its monthly meeting at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday, October 8, and the Emergency Amateur Radio Club of Honolulu plans to hold its monthly meeting a little later in the month, on October 18 at 7 p.m. For more details, contact Clement Jung, KH7HO, Emergency Coordinator for the ARRL's Pacific Section. His email, chmjungfigure4@yahoo.com. chmjung4@yahoo.com. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk, and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2016. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Right now on the broadcast, it's time for Waro News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Did you work some stations in the recent Alara HF contest? Log should reach the contest organiser by the 30th of September, which is this coming Friday. And there's still time to email your log to the contest manager at www.alaracontest@wia.org.au. Check logs are also welcome, and scoring details are on the Alara website. Here are some items for next year's diary that you might like to note. There will be a Thelma Super Memorial Contest in 2017, and I'll let you know the dates as soon as they come to hand. Waro will celebrate its 55th birthday in 2017, and a special morning tea is to be held after our AGM at the NZART conference in Rotorua. An award is being organised to mark this occasion, and will be publicised nearer the event. The Australian Ladies Alara Meet for 2017 will be held in Cairns, Queensland in August or September. Maybe it's time to start saving now. WARA President Kathy ZL280K would welcome indications of interest from members who would like to travel to this meet as part of a group. Kathy's address is inside the front cover of any bulletin magazine. CLARA is the Canadian Ladies Amateur Radio Organisation. They're celebrating their 50th birthday in 2017 with a birthday bash, and that's going to be held from July 18th to the 20th in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Any ZLYLs are welcome to attend, and if you're planning to be in Canada around that time and would like more details, let me know and I'll send you information. That's all from WARA for this September, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for WARO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. And finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's time for Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start with the Western Suburbs Radio Club, NZART Branch 03, which has its next meeting on Saturday, the 22nd of October, starting 10 a.m. at the club rooms at 3000 Great North Road in New Lynn. Ivan ZL1IA will give a talk on solar power. To Nelson Branch 26, where the next meeting is on Wednesday the 19th of October, starting 7:30 p.m. Joe Kennedy from Civil Defence will be at the meeting, and there'll be a chance to talk about tsunami planning in the Nelson-Tasman region. And meetings for the branch are held at the National Party Electorate Office meeting rooms, which is on the corners of Waimea and Quarantine Roads. Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART have their next meeting on Monday, October the 3rd. This will be a show and tell, and that's at the club rooms on the Philip Evans Reserve off Birch Street in Waterloo. And finally to Otago Branch 30, where there are a number of activities going on in the next month. On Wednesday, October the 5th, Terry, ZL4TAE, will talk about simple logic, logic families, and interfacing to the real world. Then on Saturday and Sunday, the 8th and 9th of October, David, ZL4DK, will be coordinating Otago Branch's highly respected weekend crash course for the amateur radio exam, at which, I'm told, most attendees pass. And finally, on Wednesday, October the 19th, K, ZL4KAY, will talk about her experiences with search dogs and their group within Landsar. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZRT Headquarters Infoline, that's edition number 345, will be emailed on Friday, the 7th of October. The next NZART official broadcast will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 30th of October. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for September 2016. Good night, everyone. Good night now.